This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Donnie, you're off, bro. Way off.
You guys got to put some respect on my gambling.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to a pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It is the crossover.
The guys.
How are you guys doing?
Let's go.
Awesome.
Let's go. I want to put some respect on your gambling. I do right now. I really do.
I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm
going to
say?
Congratulations for not making that bet with Steinmetz.
Well, actually, no. That's not us. Because wait a minute.
What do we
got? I didn't hear that. But no. Now, change the lead. What I miss?
I almost got him to bite on.
What was the bet?
The Warriors going to the finals.
The field?
Oh, no. I'm done with that.
Okay. Okay, wait. Just Warriors.
Yeah, winning it all. And then Evan helped me out. And I was like, you know what? You're willing right now, Evan.
Yeah, take
and
a breath.
I didn't do it.
Take a breath.
I said Western Conference Finals pre-trade. Now I'm like, if they got to the finals, Dibs, the basketball part of it for me is there. And I wouldn't be as shocked as I was in 2022, even though they got off to that phenomenal start and all. But I was like, please. But now the basketball part of it, Jimmy Butler basically playing half a season, I could see it.
I can too, but I'd be more shocked because of what you just said. Like in 22, they were 41-14. And so Steph, he got hurt, and he coasted.
That's right.
They were able to coast. And if you look at what they did the remainder of those 27 games, they stunk, but they rested. And so they got into the playoffs, and they were rested, and they had a younger supporting cast. You had Jordan Poole at
22.
Right?
And Wiggins, 26.
Right. And Jordan Poole was great, and Wiggins was amazing.
Amazing.
And I mean, now you're looking at, you know, Kuminga, who's coming off an ankle, and he'll play maybe 20 games leading up to it. And you've got GP2 at 31, Kevon Looney at 47. And, you know, I know he's not 47, but it seems like he is.
Yeah, it's fine. Nobody blinks when you said it. Nobody blinks.
Right.
We heard the joke. We're just like, yep.
It was meant as a joke, but nobody was like, oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Because we all thought, man, is he 47?
Yeah, I think he is.
I do think that the run-up is going to be a lot harder than it was in 22.
Yeah.
Even though I said yesterday there's a path.
Sure.
And there is a path. But
so you're
it's
out
a lot
of,
harder.
Real quick, Willard, you're out of, because I know pre-trade, you're like, Google, they're done. No, I was telling him he was about to go.
Okay.
I don't throw it to you.
Oh.
Are you back into where, well, you just said it. I kind of could see a chance.
Well, I can see.
You were like,
see
they got nothing coming.
I can see a path, but if I wanted to put the over/under on playoff wins at 4.5, which would mean you would win one series, I'd take the under.
Wow, I mean that's the correct.
If
bet
I was going
right
to
now.
Bet,
if you're
going to
play the odds, that's the correct bet right now.
They're just because of where they're at, right?
Yeah, like here's the way I look at it, because nobody in this building gets the fish hook in the mouth more than me. Captain Positive. I always like, tell me the Giants are going to lose the Dodgers this year. I'm like, we need to see it first. Like, I will go on this journey with all of you. But can we take a moment to laugh at ourselves? please.
Go ahead. I do it daily.
Let's take a moment to crack up at ourselves. Look at this. I would argue that 2.5 weeks ago, definitely a majority of Warrior fans thought the idea of Jimmy Butler was a hellacious idea. A hellacious idea. A malcontent who's 35 years old. That's a stupid idea.
It was out there.
Then they get him, okay? Then we play four basketball games. That's what we've done. We played four basketball games. Then Draymond Green goes, I think we're going to win it all. And then Jimmy goes to Dubai and apparently tells people there that they're his favorite radio station and that he is also here to win a championship. And now we've got a poll on YouTube. Who would you rather have, Butler or Durant?
Who would?
Butler's winning.
Shocker.
Just laugh at us. Because we're ridiculous.
Yeah. And we got Scotty smiling.
And I'm with you.
Yeah.
I am one of you. We are absurd.
But you, real quick, you and I said the answer was not in the building. It's in the building now.
Well, I mean.
How are you feeling on that? It's in the building for me.
He might be the answer. I'm not.
It's
like,
better than not having an option.
They look better. Okay. I'm with you.
And we had Richard Fremont. Better. He didn't call me out, Dibs, but he kind of said, Guru, you're overreacting to four games. And I was just telling Willard, no, it's bigger than however many games they played. It's just the imagination running wild and the basketball part of it making sense to where I'd like to see Houston in a 7-game series. I love OKC. Denver a couple years ago was great. But if you're telling me now that Moxie and Pedigree could come back, if you could qualify in that series and I'm all in.
Who wins the Pedigree battle between Denver and the Warriors?
Well, that's interesting, but that's the team question. That's won more, I would go with
I would
Steph.
Say the team that's won most recent.
Well, that's your answer. Mine is, that doesn't mean you're right, but
no,
who's doesn't. Done it the most?
Yeah.
Well, and being a big-time horse racing fan, Pedigree does not necessarily mean that you're going to win.
Yeah.
Russell's been retired for years now, but, you know, I do a lot of horse racing betting, and when you look at the Pedigree and you look at the sire and you look at the sire, you look at the dam and like, oh boy, you know, you're from Uncle Mo or Hardspun or Curlin. And I mean, good love for Curlin. Curlin was in his stable.
I'm over here
lost. Curlin, like, he pumped out so many and like, tis now, he did his work. So if you look at any race like now, you'll find a Curlin, you'll find an Uncle Mo, you'll find a Tiz Now. It doesn't mean that those horses that were from the Pedigree are going to be any good.
Pedigree matters, but I think traditionally in the NBA, what matters most is who has the best player.
Mm.
So if Denver plays the Warriors, who has the best player?
Denver.
What if I said...
You shouldn't say anything but Denver.
What if I said the best player that's dependent on somebody getting him the ball? I'm reaching now, but you understand Curry and Butler have the ball immediately. And the big man, always could kind of make it a tad bit more. It's Jokic, but you can make it a tad bit more. Right. He's got to depend on somebody to give it to him.
Or he can bring it up himself.
Yeah, the Warriors have great players, but Denver has. Like, that's one thing that I do think. If you want to go, like, the Warriors are not going to play Houston unless somehow they both come out of the first round.
I'm mad at that.
But if they were to play Houston, who's got the best player? Well, the Warriors do.
No doubt. Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you play Denver, and does that matter? Historically, it does.
Right.
Historically, it does. So that's not the matchup I'd be looking for if I'm Golden State.
I mean, like, here's where I am. Yesterday, Draymond says what he says, and I'm thinking... There's no way, is there, Steiny? You can't be wrong a second time in the last 4 years. And so I was like, well, maybe. I'll give myself a little window. And today, you know, I looked at some numbers of championship teams. I'm like,
and pull out the graph paper.
I'm like, what
it's
are we
It's fantastic.
Doing?
It's what my favorite part of it, but you couldn't do it. I love it.
You felt it.
95.7 The Game.
Dude, it's incredible.
95.7 The Game had a day yesterday. When you weren't here, I wish you were here. Matt Steinmetz was followed by Dan Dibley, and both of them were dreamers.
Wow.
For a day. for a day. Both of them are like, yeah, maybe.
I missed it. And then he's still in the zone.
Steiny went to sleep and he woke up and he's like, I hate myself. I can't believe
it. Goose coming in.
You hate yourself. Yeah. It's so funny.
But he's excited.
I mean, that's the thing.
Well, he did the homework and he pulled out the graph paper.
Yep. I did.
And I mean, the one example that you didn't mention on the air is Dallas in 2011, where their core was all in their 30s. And I know that this core mm-hmm. is not quite as young as that core, but you had Jay Kidd, you had Nowitzki.
32.
Yep.
Kidd was 37.
Yep.
Terry.
33.
Right.
Butler, 30. Caron Butler, remember him?
Yep.
And Sean Marion, 32.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Right.
No doubt.
I mean, and, you know, this team is a little bit older in terms of a core, but I would argue that this core is better than that core. Like, you know, Dirk and Jay Kidd, fine. And I'll give you Jimmy Butler and Steph. And then you can go down to Caron Butler versus Draymond. I'll take Draymond. And I think they also had Tyson Chandler on that team.
They might have.
Yeah. So as far as the far-reaching idea of it, yes, it's a long shot. And when you think about that win for Dallas over LeBron and Miami,
oh my gosh,
they had no business winning that. And you know the key guy you left out on your little sheet, JJ Barea.
JJ Barea in those finals.
He
can hoop though.
If you want to watch those finals again, they had no answer for JJ Barea,
which is
the 25-year-old Puerto Rican.
And I still have no answer for how they had no answer for JJ Barea.
He was slippery like that.
Dude, super slippery.
What if Jonathan Kuminga becomes a core player though? As you list those ages off, you can add in a 22.
Wouldn't you do that? Like even like the Spurs.
I'm with you.
I don't know what it's going to look like.
No, I know. There's always kind of a player like that.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan was 22 when he won for the first time.
I love it.
So I do think a championship team needs a guy like Kuminga, maybe two, you know, like a young players on the ascent who are energetic.
Yeah.
Like most championship teams have a guy or two like that.
Well, and there's like also, even Boston when they had Rondo, right? I mean,
for sure.
Right, the Boston team, and those guys weren't as old, and they weren't young pups.
Yeah, they were OGs.
No, but Pearson, Garnett, and Allen. Rondo was
32,
like,
31, and 30, respectively. But they did have Rondo, and Kendrick Perkins was very young, and he was like,
Well, the other dynamic here, and this is where it's hard now.
This is where the dreamer part will come out, and this may make some people want to spit it out. But this is like things in sports don't ever happen until they do, and that's all the Warriors are really looking for. Like a 16 seed doesn't beat a one until one day.
Yep,
they do. Right?
Yes. UMBC.
And a jump shooting team never wins a championship.
You guys are the best.
Until a jump shooting team wins a championship. And now you can't stop jump shooting teams from winning championships.
Mm. They're all jump shooting teams.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like the whole league.
That's a nine.
The whole league flipped off Charles Barkley and said, watch this.
We heard this morning. Somebody goes, Steiny, history only tells us what has happened, not what will. And that's what, speaking of will, you just kind of said that. Yeah. Like, so okay.
Would you buy a stock without looking at what it's done in the past?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't even bet on a game until I look what the teams have done, like their last 10.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know the flow of their story.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. The thing that kind of makes me chuckle, too, is we're talking about the Warriors winning the championship, and it's like, we don't even know who they're playing.
They got to get in.
They're not even in yet.
That's the hardest part of all this, I believe.
We don't know who they're playing. We don't know if they're going to qualify to win a championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what if I did this? I said, let's get in the car and go to Reno and gamble.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
Okay.
But this is what the trade has done to me. What if I said, who has the best trio in the league? And then if you said, let's not do trio, let's do tandems. If you go Butler and Steph, Like the Warriors are back in it before. They? And if we go trio, Dre, Butler,
Steiny hit you with a five piece. Yep, yeah. Steiny hit you with five straight. They were better.
Well,
it was a 10-9 round. Right? And if we're going to Reno, then we need to swing by and see Shaney Shane and Antelope.
Hey, what are the Warriors to win it all right now? Does anybody
know? It's pretty good.
65-1.
Oh, that's right. 65-1.
That boy.
You bet. So would I go to Reno? No. Bet $100 to win what, $6,500?
Correct.
Wow.
Nope. I'm not doing that. I'm taking the 100 and I'm going out to
there's low movement.
Skydive or
ESPN's
something.
ESPN's now got him at plus 6,000.
Oh, okay.
Now it's 60-1.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think they've been listening to Goo and they're like, I'm gonna move that thing down a little bit.
But if I win trios a little bit,
for me give me one.
And if you give me two like he did, I was just doing it for effect.
He gave you five.
No, five that were kind of, okay, we can sit here for an hour and be like, but my point is they're in the conversation
Tatum,
now.
Tatum, Brown, and Holiday.
Okay, that's second to none. That's a great one.
Okay.
But my point is Dre, Butler,
Luka,
and Curry.
And whoever was my favorite.
I didn't like that. But my point is they're in the conversation. Willard and Dibbs, the Warriors, wherever you have them. Before this trade, they weren't.
How about Kyrie and Anthony Davis?
But give me a third. Yeah, I love Pippen. I mean, who is a Pippen? The kid, Christie.
Well, I thought we were officially going down to two now.
No, we could do two or three. They're in the conversation, and that's the title of the jam. Even for the title.
Well,
I think they're back in the conversation.
The title of the jam is this is not the WNBA knockoff spring league. You play 5-on-5.
Right, you do.
So, if you want to talk about 5-on-5, and, Warriors, Butler, and Green, and Steph. Okay, who are your next two?
Mine would be Looney and Kuminga, or it could be Looney and Post.
Like, Kuminga hasn't played in 8 weeks. And,
with healthy Dibs.
Pods, fun.
Yeah.
Playing great. TJD, unplayable. Buddy Hield, he can knock down a three when no one's guarding him on a Saturday. If you want to talk about 5-on-5, then it gets to be a little bit more dicey for me.
Does this do anything for you?
Let me see.
I couldn't find an exact comp, but what I wanted to do was go to baseball and look at who is about plus 6,000 to win a championship.
Now, this is awesome.
Okay? So that we can get an idea of how in the box or out of the box our brains are right now. There is no team that is plus 6,000 or plus 6,500. However, there is a team that's plus 7,000. It's not that far off, right? This is a little bit longer odd.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So how does this hit you? The Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's plus a million.
That's what's just a touch.
But they don't have a Steph Curry. I hear you.
They got Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So So I'm like, yeah. I like to do that just because, like, our hearts are in this.
Yeah. But what if I told you the oldest quarterback won at 43 years old? Then he also won at 41. Peyton Manning won at 39.
Yeah, but
a Super
terrible.
Bowl.
He was awful. He could barely even throw a ball. You.
And you're talking about two of the
Tom
five
Brady
best quarterbacks
at 39.
Ever.
Yeah. Elway at 36 and 37.
You know, you want to know who's next behind the Reds in the MLB?
Pirates.
Nope. Giants, the San Francisco Giants.
I thought that was going to be the team.
So, like, how do y'all feel about that right now? If I said that, like, what do you think is a better bet right now? Warriors to win it all or the Giants to win it all?
The Warriors to win it all.
I mean, I agree.
Who are the Dodgers in the in the association? Boston?
Yep.
They jack threes with the best of them.
I don't think there is one. I don't think there is one.
But one of the things that's blowing me away is this assumption that once they get to the playoffs, they can roll. And I think it's going to be brutal in the playoffs. I look at the Giants and I'm like, can they get in as a wild card?
They could.
Maybe. And then, baseball's nature is you never know at that point.
Somebody is an unhittable pitcher. Yeah. And
Verlander.
There you go. He's already cussing out loud. But anyway. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that clip. Elliot Ramos hit him about 450 feet today in the live BP. And it's a great video clip because literally the second the bat hits the ball, Verlander just yells the F word.
Well, I got to see
that. How does he possibly get him?
That's a bomb.
Or something. It hit
he's
off the
working
scoreboard.
On stuff.
Yeah, there you go, Scotty.
Apparently.
And they're working out the automatic balls.
They are in spring training games.
And there's talks that they're going to challenge strikes and, like,
No, but do you know how quick it goes? You should watch a clip of it.
Okay, I don't.
Because they did it in the minors already. And if you get, let's say you get rung up on strikes by the bull, right? Angel Hernandez, who doesn't have a job anymore, but let's say if he was there, he rings you up and you're like, that ball was 2 inches
inside. Umpire's got to go take a walk.
No, you don't. You literally, the batter touches his helmet twice, boop, and it goes up to a camera, bang, answer, inside of the box or out, right back to you. It's less than 5 seconds you get your answer. That's what it looks like.
Two taps on the helmet.
That's it. You tap the helmet. They look at the camera in the box, out of the box, back to you.
You in, Dibs?
I mean, sure.
It's happening. Sure. Toothpaste out of the tube now.
Exactly. We've gotten so far down the road where, like, the box, and Mark talked about this a lot, about, like, I want the damn box off my screen, or I want the box to actually matter. And I do know that now with automated strike zones, it's all going to be geared toward each individual batter. So each batter, when you stand in there, like in your stance, it's going to be your zone. So whenever
that's dope.
Yeah. So like Altuve, he's a little guy, and when he gets in his stance, his zone is his zone. And Aaron Judge at 6'8", his zone will be his zone. And so everyone.
Now that's wow.
Everyone's zone will be individual, and so. Like, your strike zone will be endemic to just you, and so that's cool.
Damn.
But, sure. I mean, if it means that we talk less about umpires and referees and all the rest of it, I'm here for it.
Anyway, Warriors are winning
the
title.
Yeah, there we go.
So, sure, yeah, there you go.
Shout out Cincinnati Reds.
Cincinnati Reds also winning the title this year. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't have any.
No, I was psychoanalyzing my partner, like, he doesn't even know
that.
He's lightweight excited. Like,
no, I am.
Because the playoffs have already started. Like, it's crazy. I believe them getting to the sixth spot is going to be harder than the playoffs.
Do you know what the observation is for me in watching you guys and just listening to this conversation? Is that we've spent a better part of the year, Steiny, I think you at the front of the line, really being kind of upset at the state of the league.
Oh, yeah.
And then this trade deadline, first of all, it beat the Super Bowl.
I didn't know if I liked that either.
As far as build up that week, and maybe that's us in our echo chamber in the Bay Area where the Super Bowl was like the worst matchup we could have ever imagined. So maybe that's that. But I do think if you looked at social media or whatever, the NBA beat the Super Bowl that week. And then I think there's a little staying power to it. Like, there's a little juice right now about NBA regular season basketball games that I haven't felt in a little while.
I'm a lifer.
Sacramento hosts the Warriors Friday night.
Oh, man.
Like,
and that's got
popcorn, right? Right?
Yeah, it's like,
I think.
I know it's not a must win, but you better win.
He's right.
I would say these next if you look at these next 10 games, it's a lot of games you should win on paper. So I don't need I don't need them to win Friday, but I need you to put a little streak together, probably pretty quick.
Because you haven't won three in a row since November.
See, here's what I want Warrior fans to know. I would rather they win a title, and I'm completely wrong about them from this point on, than they didn't make a move and finish 41-41. I'd rather be wrong. For us, the station, the conversation.
Yeah.
It's just
no doubt.
It's been a 180. It's awesome.
It has been, but like what Mark just said and what you just said, I think speaks to the bigger issue with the association is the trade deadline has been bigger than any of the 55 games they've played.
It's been that way for a little while, though, don't you think?
No, but this year more so.
And the offseason.
You just said it. The NBA trade deadline took the headlines from the Super Bowl because of trades. Yeah. Like, it's basically like a glorified
fantasy
NFL combine. Yeah. Like, the NFL combine is a job fair, and it used to be a big thing. And, like, the NFL now, where, oh boy, you know, free agency, it's a big thing, those 2 or 3 days, and that's what the NBA's become. The games are lesser than the actual trade deadline movement. And so, the Kings game, it's big. And
for the standings, you know, too.
The next 5 or 6 games, it's big. But largely, the trade deadline movement is going to be bigger than any of the 82 games they play.
If it were on national TV, and it's not, but if it were on national TV, would you watch the Lakers play Charlotte tonight? One of the top stories on the internet right now.
Yeah.
Well, you watch everything.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Like the minutes restriction on Luka is off starting tonight. Would that grab your attention?
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
No, Mark. Be real. Be real.
No.
Okay, no. See, I would say yes.
Because Luka's in the New Jersey.
Luka
at Charlotte.
It's not at Charlotte. It's in LA.
Seeing him play with LeBron.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. These trade deadline brought
Mark all, Williams revenge
it
game.
It brought all these new.
Brandy gave that to me.
Nobody even knew who he was before.
Right. Brandy, good job.
But there's these new dynamics to where I think there's a bunch of teams. The Warriors aren't the only one.
Exactly.
I'm really curious what they look like. And the Lakers are one of them.
And I think that's why you put in that trading deadline, Stoney, to add excitement, pit stop, and gas.
Yeah. Should be fun. I can't wait.
Stoney was in, but now he's out.
How long did you stay yesterday? Did you go OT on here?
I went to about 6
Why are you asking questions?
In addition to anything, this will be quick if you let me say it.
I mean,
in addition to what we're going to normally do with Warriors, and it's a big week for all of that.
Yeah.
Giants season preview, Will Clark in 15 minutes. Okay. Javi Lopez is on the show as well. And Willie Adames will be on our show on Friday.
Studio.
No.
Okay.
No. He's in Arizona.
I'm trying to keep
spring training.
I'm trying to keep this.
He's not going
to
be in studio, but he will be on 95.7 The Game.
Well played.